This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, folks. Some stations don't care this first 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you a very important report from Aaron here. We're going to go to break, but I'm going to come right back with Jess, who's a third-generation physician and has seen deaths from COVID vaccine. That's what it says on the board. We know it's happening. We know they're trying to suppress it. I can't wait to talk to this physician and get their take when we come back. I wasn't reading the call comments properly. I would have gone to you first. I apologize. We'll go to Jess in South Carolina here in a moment. This is a viral video. It's already gotten hundreds of thousands of views online, not just at Band.Video. It was put out last night. People are having a fun time with it. I've gone over to ERCOT in South Austin. We're going to be protesting on Saturday. This Enron globalist German-Canadian company. Most people on the border are foreign right now. They're not just not in Texas. It should be illegal to be in charge of critical infrastructure. And I'm driving back down the access road. There's a Wendy's over there. Everybody's waving. Most people like me. But this guy goes, F you, I'll kick your ass, stuff like that. I saw him going, F you, come down here, you know. So I went and parked and went over to him, not to get in a fight with him. I'm like, hey, big man, get out and tell me where I'm wrong. He's a Californian with California plates running from the hell that he brought down with him, and he's pissed at me because I'm Alex Jones. Here it is.
The Great Reset is here to starve you and exploit you and hurt you. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. And I want all of you to know that these lockdowns aren't ever going to end, and this is just part of the lockdown. This is part of the control. And until you wake up to the fact that you're under technocracy attack, God bless you, brother. Until you wake up to that, it's only going to get worse.
We're not looking for trouble. But I was driving by from the ERCOT place to turn their power off, and most people were waving at us. They're blisters. We love them. This guy jumped out of his car, was flipping us off. So, come here. I'm looking for trouble. I'm going to go talk to him and see if he can actually talk. Let's go over here. How you doing, brother?
Good work, man.
We're trying, brother. Have I met you before?
I don't think so.
God bless you, brother.
I've been seeing you for years.
We're trying, brother. Hey, man, how you doing? God bless you, man.
Oh,
I love you. How you doing? Hey, those are cool dogs. Both here.
Remember which one it was?
Oh, yeah, it's there. We love you. That's the new world order. Hey, we're here. Are you able to talk other than your one IQ point? You like the power cut off? You like Enron running these scams? It's Enron 2.0. Are you too stupid? So, here I am. Got a little good thing. You're jumping out of your car. Hello there. You're a big man. You're a big man. You like ERCOT? You like Enron? You like old folks freezing to death? You like being lined up in Wendy's? You fucking, you know, liberal? You authoritarian? You're not a liberal. Check it out. Come here. Oh, yeah, look at you, man. Yeah, you're all, you're so tough. Look at you. Hey, you gonna take your vaccines? You gonna get all your little travel passes? Hey, you flip this off. They're probably lying saying we came over to you. You flip this off and you ask for it. Are you even? Oh, yeah, you thought I question public events. Am I running death camps in China like Apple? Are you upset about Apple running death camps in China? Or you like Xi Jinping? Get his little snake face. Look at this guy's snake face, man. Wannabe intellectual, total loser. And he sits here and acts tough and flips people up. So here I am, big guy. Hey, listen, I'm not trying to make you fear me. You're the one flipping me off. I'm out here warning people about who turned. You know about Enron turning the power off and running blackouts and scams?
Enron?
Enron. You don't know what Enron is? Because you're such a. No, because they got caught. You know what ERCOT is? Get his face. Look at him. He's so stupid. But he thinks he's got a fake degree or whatever. He's smart. Dude, you're a chump of the Chi Cops, man. And so, hey. You flipped me off. You jumped out of your car. I came over here to talk to you. Here I am. Okay? So, I'm here to talk to you. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.Video. Here we are fighting. Yeah, always fighting Jerry. That's right. Always going up against the system. Always fighting for poor people. Always standing up for energy. Always standing up for the Republic. So, you like China running death camps. And then Apple loves it. Yeah, you love it, you piece of crap. You got what you wanted, big man.
Not what you wanted. Down with AirCut!
Alright, that's AirCut. Good. The video's up on InfoWars.com. My point is, they always flip off. All they do.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this February 18th, 2021, Thursday transmission. We're into the fourth hour right now. And Jess is calling in from South Carolina, says that they are a third-gen physician, has known of deaths from COVID vaccine. I want to be clear. If you talk about deaths from the COVID vaccine on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, they'll try to ban you. Even though I'm punch drunk from it, every day without looking, there's like, oh, three people died at this nursing home after they gave it. 15 died here. 5 died there. 7 died here. You know, Sweden suspends vaccine after 23 die at one facility. And you just, Australia suspends vaccines after death. And you just read the stacks of news. But you notice it's always clusters because there's only certain hospitals and nursing homes that have good physicians and good people that report it. And, of course, it's very obvious because a lot of these people die very, very, very quickly. We're talking 5, 10, 15 minutes after taking it. Others, a few hours, a day later, a week later, basically go into a coma, have convulsions, and die. And, again, this is not even a vaccine. This is not. It is a genetic therapy. India just said no in trials. They did a few illegal studies over there, and India said they're illegal, and people got really sick and had problems. So India has suspended the Pfizer mRNA gene therapy. It's not a vaccine, and it's totally experimental. It's saying the president do whatever they want, whenever they want. South Africa has suspended the mRNA vaccine another time. Again, Australia had their national vaccine. They suspended that one. It's a false HIV positive test and illnesses and deaths. We have Merck pulling its vaccines a month ago, saying that they don't help and that it's all a lie. We have leaked video of Zuckerberg saying that it's experimental and dangerous and he doesn't trust us. But, oh, if you say that on the platform, you're banned. So this is a crazy moment, and I appreciate Jess calling in to talk about what they've experienced and what they've seen. So, Jess, thank you so much.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've actually been trying to get into the last week. This is something that I don't typically do. I've never called into a show before, and it shows that I'm as impassioned as I am about this subject, that I'm potentially willing to risk my livelihood and potentially my license if someone finds out who exactly I am. So I have to be very careful with the identification.
But under the Hippocratic Oath, you have a right and a duty to, so we appreciate you. Please continue.
I do. Thank you. Thank you. So my experience with the COVID vaccine all along, so first of all, I'll give a little background about myself. I won't say exactly what I do because that will give too much identifying information, but I do have an Ivy League education. My medical degree is from an Ivy League institute. My parents are also Ivy League educated physicians, and so is my grandfather. My grandfather was married, I say was now because my grandmother unfortunately passed away in the past week, to a woman who has been experiencing dementia for the last 2 years, has been in a care facility, but has otherwise been relatively stable, all things considered, still holding a conversation, still able to eat and drink with some assistance. She was vaccinated, unfortunately, by my grandfather's wishes, approximately 2.5 weeks ago. Half of our family is split on what we feel about this vaccine, given that, one, there has been no animal trials. Two, we all have a very high research background, so we understand the importance of lengthy vaccine trials. We also understand that our education had pounded into our heads for a decade or more the importance of experimental trials, trying it on animals, going through different phases to make sure that drugs and vaccines are appropriate for human consumption or human administration. And I actually remember back in my institute a very poignant sign, which I'm sure your people can pull up. It was a billboard that was printed into posters that a lot of these universities that did animal research and were frequently boycotted by PETA, by researchsaves.org, a sign that had a picture of a mouse and a little girl on it and said, well, who would you rather see live? And that's really the whole purpose of this, is to make sure that we are saving humanity and we are protecting humanity. So this is our background. My grandmother was vaccinated, I'm not sure with what vaccine, but was vaccinated about 2.5 weeks ago. Within 48 hours, she described signs of lethargy, COVID-like signs, and because of that, she was put in a ward for COVID-like patients. She never tested positive for COVID. Because of this, she was not allowed appropriate access to food and water and basically starved to death and dehydrated to death, because no one was coming in and feeding and watering her. Eventually, she lost the ability to swallow. She aspirated, and she died from aspiration pneumonia. I thought that this was potentially a unique situation until I spoke with my coworker, who's also a physician, whose grandmother went through the same exact situation in another state. My grandmother was in the tri-state area up north. This woman's grandmother was in Virginia, the same situation for 12 days. She was in a COVID ward after she started feeling ill within 24 hours of the first vaccine, and she did not eat or drink for 12 days. She basically died from dehydration. You can tell in my voice how impassioned I am about this, because this is an absolute, utter, disgusting disgrace that this is what we are doing in medicine right now, that even if the deaths were not specifically from the COVID vaccine, that they caused enough side effects that then put these people in isolation, and we thought that it was better to let them die and starve to death, get to the point where they were no longer able to swallow and aspirate on their own spittle, than to
aspirate. Just let me stop you, and I'm going to give you the whole next segment, because I can tell you for real, and I can tell you know what you're talking about, but let me explain something. I'm no rocket scientist, but from Australia to the U.S., the U.N. said, don't let family and friends in. And then who gave them the directives to then not give these people aid once this happens? This is all a setup. They say £600 million already in the U.K. denying care to old people. Now the Guardian reports they're not giving mentally handicapped people access to regular medicine, claiming the hospitals are full when they're not. So this is all an exercise in rationed care, a.k.a. the death panels Bill Gates talked about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I will say I'm quite young. I will say that I only recently turned 30. So I've been listening to you through my parents for many, many years, most of my life. And I have tried, quote unquote, to be of what I thought was a rational mind for so many years. I have so many things I thought were conspiracy theories, death panels. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's not totally true. You know, I do know that we ration care to some degree, but I just cannot emphasize.
Well, sure. I mean, let's say if there's an earthquake and one person's going to die for sure, you give the little kid that you can say.
Absolutely.
That's triage. But you don't just say, oh, because of COVID, we're not going to give mentally handicapped people aid when your hospital's half empty. It's evil.
Absolutely. And, you know, at least in my grandmother's case, we had family that was eventually able to go in and be with her in her last moments. In my coworker's case, her family was only able to be with her because they fought this facility in Virginia to take her out. It was an incredible struggle to actually take her out of this facility when literally no one was taking care of her. They would put the food and water and her meds in her room, but she was unable to do it herself. She was unable to give her medication or take her food or water. But because
and you know that's incentivized because if they die, they get even more money.
Absolutely. And so I don't want to give out too much information, but my parents are practicing in a very high profile state in the country for between voter fraud and medical issues and certain people who are now working for the Biden administration who used to work for their state. My mother recently retired, but my father is still practicing. He tells stories almost every day of people who come in who are his patients, and they report that they work in care homes, they work in other places in the hospital, and they say, we've been seeing people drop like flies. Overall, people in general, I think when you actually speak with them and you talk to them about the actual facts, they seem to open up. And I had a situation actually recently at work where I, lost it on the treatment floor, and I started talking about how, we're all scientists here. We should understand that something that has been created in less than a year, it doesn't follow with the acceptable pattern of how we've created drugs and vaccines over the years. And yet we're taking these without animal trials. we are.
Don't hang up, Jess. Come back and keep laying this out. But again, it's all pre-programmed. It's lockstep. It's the UN. That's why it's all standardized worldwide to overthrow the checks and balances, to overthrow the Hippocratic Oath, to overthrow medical testing, to overthrow due diligence, and to remove doctors and nurses from having any decision-making capacity, because you see doctors and nurses on TV criticizing COVID, saying it's exaggerated, putting out treatments that work. They're being banned, and they say, because only the United Nations is allowed to tell us, with their horrible record and the head of the WHO with what he did in Africa, covering up over 1 million dead there from cholera and more, which a lot of evidence shows they did on purpose. These are sinister eugenicists. China had the one-child policy, killed probably 100 million of their girls. The numbers vary. Folks, this is a eugenics plan. We're going to come back with Jess, who's a medical doctor. You can tell she is. She knows what she's talking about. You hear that passion. Yeah, she signed up for this to help people, not kill them. All right, we'll be right back with Jess, and then after that segment, we'll talk to everybody else. Sarah, Michael, David, Colin, Andrew, Steve, Carlos. We're going to talk to everybody. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop
develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tomorrow, I want to do this for a while. I'm going to open up the entire broadcast, all 4 hours, to just take phone calls from medical personnel, doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and others. And also family members can call in and what they've experienced. Because here's the deal. We have a major aging population, one of the oldest in the world, other than like Italy or Japan. And they don't want to pay out all the money people put into the system. Bill Gates has said that. The banks have said it. So in the last year's lockdown or so, they've saved hundreds of billions of dollars on non-essential medical care, as they call it, which a lot of it was essential. And millions have died just in the U.S. of cancer, heart attacks, and other things that went untreated. That's been admitted. Same thing in Europe. Not just to mention the lockdown causing starvation in the third world, where a lot of folks spend half their income on just food. So suddenly they're not working again at a, say, a flower farm. That's one of the biggest things in Africa is growing flowers for people in Europe. In the U.S., you just go home and you starve to death. That's how it works. Like, oh, you got kids? There's no welfare. You just go home and you die. You know, you get malnourished. A virus comes by and, you know, you lose your kids or you die yourself. That's how it works. So it's very Malthusian. It's very cold-blooded. And it's being done by the left telling us how good they are and how great they are. This is not liberal, ladies and gentlemen. This is authoritarian. It's Hitlerian. It's very dangerous. And it'll bite all of us in the ass as well. God's real. We'll be judged for it. But also just reap what you sow. You let this type of evil grow, it's going to hurt you too. So we're losing our soul right now. But I don't just have to believe this medical doctor. I already know this. And I'm not poo-pooing her calling in. You hear her upsetness. You hear her passion. That's normal if you're not a psychopath or a sociopath. And so, but I can pull you up. The British Ministry of Defense came out a month ago, 2 months ago, and said, do not take it if you're over 75. We're seeing a lot of people die. And by the way, we're seeing a lot of miscarriages. Don't take it if you're below 16 or if you're pregnant. And literally, you try to post that on Facebook, they'll ban it. So, Doc, we appreciate you. We appreciate your passion. Please continue to lay this out. And what happens when you point this out to your colleagues that, or to the nursing homes? You're not supposed to give this to above 75 because clearly if the mRNA Pfizer shot's killing people in England and the UK, you shouldn't be doing it here, too. I mean, ask them, like, why did India just say no on this? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's very interesting that you say that because I think a lot of the hesitancy with medical professionals not speaking out more is this general groupthink policy. I, again, don't want to say what colleges my family belongs to, but our journals come out, and the journals mostly anymore are about trans rights, social justice issues, access to care, not about the actual, you know, field in and of itself.
Exactly. All the fluffy, yeah, fake liberal stuff is to divert from, yeah, the reality of real science.
Absolutely. And so, you know, that's what we're being bombarded with. And I feel like especially us younger people think that that's what we have to think. We have to be in lockstep with these authorities. I will say, though, I was very proud. It was with support staff, so it wasn't necessarily my, you know, boarded colleagues, but with my support staff when I said, look, I'm not anti-vaccine. I walk around with a laminated card with all my vaccines on there in case something happens to me. However, I am anti something that has not been tested appropriately. You know, I'm a Trump supporter, and I was unhappy with the fact that we were ramming through this vaccine, quote unquote, it's just an experimental biologic in such a short period of time. And it was interesting to hear them say, it was almost like you could feel this sigh of relief and say, you know what? I've been having misgivings about this, but I've been too afraid to talk about it. People that I work with are afraid to talk about it because they're afraid they're going to be fired from their
job. Bingo, and you engaged in leadership, Jess, which is beautiful. Exactly. Please continue.
Yeah, and I would say overall, my other point that I wanted to make is, you know, for people who aren't physicians or who aren't in the medical field, please, I encourage everyone to speak up. I encourage people to look things up. I did want to bring up something that is very important and tangible in veterinary medicine with our experience, well, outed myself, with our experience with the coronavirus vaccine, which I'll bring up in a second. But please don't just look at your doctors and nurses and, you know, healthcare professionals as the absolute authority, because not everyone actually knows the studies here. I speak with plenty of people who are what I would consider to be brilliant people who act like they're brainwashed. I hate using that term because it's used too much, but they're completely brainwashed when you actually talk to them about, well, have you actually read what the studies were for these vaccines? Did you know that there were no animal trials? Did you know that it has this high rate of side effects? They actually don't know these things.
That's right. And we've been told, don't ask questions by big tech, but then we get Zuckerberg in a private conversation saying, I don't trust this.
Right. So it's very important to, yeah, I hate it. Such a 2020 kind of thing, do your own research, but it's absolutely true. And even if what you're seeing, maybe not the full truth, at least you're expanding your mind. Now, one thing I did want to bring up, which I think is important, and I haven't really heard many people talk about this, is the feline infectious peritonitis vaccine that was created in veterinary medicine back in the 70s, 80s. There's been published research since that time about this vaccine. Coronavirus in animal patients, and specifically in cats, there are many different types of coronaviruses that attack different systems. This one is a gut coronavirus, which is something that happens normally in the wild. There is a mutation, a genetic mutation, the spontaneous random mutation that we don't really know what triggers it, but it causes a disease called feline infectious peritonitis, which, interestingly enough, causes basically these high acute phase proteins, which means that your body goes under an entire inflammatory cascade, cytokine storm, and depending on what form of FIP you get, you either die within a couple weeks or you die within a couple months. This is in cats. And so they tried to make a vaccine specifically against this genetic mutation of the coronavirus that would mutate into feline infectious peritonitis, and they failed. They used it on many different cats. And if you actually look at the research, it says that we made this vaccine, we thought it was going to induce immunity, and instead it induced sensitivity. And that is very similar to what we're seeing with these coronavirus vaccines now.
And take your time and explain that, because I'm not a medical doctor like you. Okay. And I read Wolfgang Rudarg's report and that former chief scientist, and I'm trying to understand it, but it says could turn your immune system way up, could turn it down.
Absolutely.
He says you can do all this stuff.
Right. And with this particular vaccine, when I say that it induced sensitivity and not immunity, it was actually creating the virus. It was causing the mutation in these feline patients. So we were giving cats who didn't have this mutation, or that we knew of. Again, we don't know genetically if they were predisposed or not. But
sure, but they gave them the vaccine, and then the cells replicated it.
Yes, and it induced feline infectious peritonitis. And I have personal experience with this in a personal cat. And we remember back in the 90s when this happened, and we called down to a university to talk to them about it. They said, we actually don't give this vaccine anymore because we think it causes FIP.
Well, here's an example. Jess Adkins was an award-winning vet. I think he's still employed. I worked for him in high school. And he would, like, advise people. They'd say, oh, I'm here for my cat's yearly vaccine, especially cats, he said, but dogs. He only did small animals, like, one day a week. He'd have lines out of his clinic. He mainly did industrial, you know, big artificial insemination and all this stuff in cows and horses. And cloning was already starting to come along. Then he did some cloning work, but that was separately at A&M. He would go like one day a month and work at A&M, like secret cloning stuff. But, well, let's just say he didn't talk about it. But he said, oh, man, I believe in vaccines. You can learn immunity from these because they're so tainted. They've got so many side effects that I notice people's cats and dogs die when they take vaccines every year. And he would tell people, just don't take them. So, I mean, he was just seeing the animals get sick and understanding it.
Yeah, you know, again, without getting into too much detail, I mean, there are certain vaccines that cause more of an immune response than others. And
sure, well, don't hang up. Do five more minutes to explain this cat thing, because I remember reading this, but I don't remember the details, and I want to look into it, do a whole show, because that's huge. That's what I've read these medical reports. They're worried that it's going to create this protein in the cell, and when the cell dies, it's going to release it. There's going to be an autoimmune response. Is that what you're getting at? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Jess is a medical doctor calling in.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Finish up with this doctor. I'm going to get to every one of these great callers that is holding, but this is a very important call, and you know, I just scratch around and try to read all the literature and figure out what's going on. I see a lot of top scientists, very respected people, medical doctors, virologists, epidemiologists saying you might as well kill yourself if you take this. And I've talked to some of these guys off record. I talked, and I've told this story. I wish I could get the guy on here. He won't do it. But he started telling my lawyers about it, and they told me about it, and then we talked to him, and he's the head of a major biotech company, and he said months ago, this is deadly, it's not going to help you, it's crazy. And he can't figure out, he said Fauci and Gates are scammers, he doesn't know how they're going to get away with it when it all comes out that it's killing and hurting people and doesn't protect you. Because people are still getting the COVID after they've had the vaccine. And that's my question, is like, but later we learned Hitler was attacking everybody. He even knew he was going to lose. He just wanted to kill people. And so we're not thinking like they're thinking. I mean, Bill Gates is a eugenicist. Bill Gates is a crazy person. And maybe he wants to discredit other regular gene therapy because there's a bunch of real life extension stuff coming out that actually has been tested and works that they won't approve. I mean, they've got antibody stuff. I was talking to the top scientists that it like knocks out colon cancer almost 100%. Won't approve it. That's what Trump wants to speed up. He believes in medicine. We can do amazing things, but it's like bad stuff we're getting that causes all these problems, doesn't protect you. What is Bill Gates thinking? Finishing up, Jess, with the cats getting the vaccine and then developing the virus and dying, people can look that up. Other key tidbits you'd like to add?
Yeah, so basically, again, two big things here. I think the biggest thing that has been so frustrating to any of us who are not just in the medical community, but people who are health-minded in general, is that throughout all of this, not once has anyone actually spoken about true health measures. It's been, you know, about hiding ourselves, putting this dirty dish rag on our mouth. I mean, my place of work, we're reusing masks for like a week at a time because we're told not to waste things. But we all know that that doesn't work. The minute blood or makeup or anything gets on that you sneeze in it, it doesn't work anymore. No one has been talking about actual appropriate diet, exercise, anything like that. And so, I mean, this is a larger symptom of the true problem in human medicine that between, you know, big pharma and just incentives that I hate to say it, but some doctors have for pushing certain medications or checking certain boxes off, because unfortunately that's what human medicine has come down to, is checking boxes off in Epic, which is the electronic medical record system that many
companies. It's all liability protection, yeah. The bioethics, the medical group's directive.
Yeah, and you know, it's more about that than what is the true health of the patient. And so, you know, we've seen a push over the last 10, 20 years in medical education of all different types about treating the whole person, you know, not just treating the signs that you're seeing, but the mental health, all of that. And we're,
but the good news is, I hear, is you're saying your parents are well, you know, well-respected good doctors, and you're saying they're awake.
Yeah, they're awake. I mean, they're getting out though, but you know, because they're at that age. But you know, there are too many younger people who we're told to do one thing, but then what is actually being practiced is a completely separate issue. And so that has been entirely frustrating.
Well, let me ask you this: what do you make of Bill Gates, who dropped out of college? Nothing wrong with that. He's obviously smart. His parents though put him in charge. He was an IBM front guy. I was told that people involved at IBM, and it later came out in the news. But. He's not a doctor, but even if he was, I get a second opinion. What makes this crazy dude up there telling me what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to take, how I'm going to live? I mean, if a doctor acted like this, you'd leave their office. Who the hell made this guy God? And what is it like for you, a smart doctor that's obviously done your research, to hear him up there just saying he controls our lives?
Yeah, it's beyond frustrating, and all it is really money and a platform. And I think that because of the way that doctors have been demonized over the years as, you know, people who are just, especially surgeons, just trying to get to their 1 o'clock tea time on the golf course, having someone who's not exactly a medical professional coming in and trying to be this benevolent figure as being slightly separate from true medicine, I think some people actually find that more appealing than a doctor getting up there, because then they say, oh, well, you're only doing it for monetary effort. You're not doing it.
And they don't get that Bill Gates literally admitted he makes 21 ratio off vaccine.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, these are the same people who also don't realize that, as the recent reports have come out, that he owns the majority of farmland now. He's the largest owner of farmland in the United States. Why would he need that?
And again, he owns and directs his hundreds of billions that are tax exempt, and he gets all the benefit from it. It's just simply incredible. Hey, Jess, thank you so much. If you'd like to come on as a secret guest on some of the other shows, we'll you can trust us. If you want to give us your number, we'd love to have you on as a guest on The War Room or on American Journal. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
I can talk to Jess for hours because it's good to actually talk to somebody that's informed. I just read the medical literature from respected, and they're like, this is crazy. I mean, this is the top people. And that's the good thing, is most of the top people are like coming out and saying this is wrong, like the head of the Rockefeller Hospital and the head of Mount Sinai and the Cedar Sinai and the head of this, the head of that, and then you just hear them shut down. Can you imagine being YouTube? Can you imagine being Facebook and Twitter and like the head of a hospital is warning people and you go bloop? Or the head of a hospital is having a congressional hearing that you don't like, you go bloop? I mean, this is some evil stuff there, boy. But what is it? If it's so wonderful, your vaccine's so good, then why don't you let us all talk about it? Think about how far we've come, because we're in the jaws of this thing. It's like a lion jumps on you and is dragging you away to eat you. I mean, you know, it's like, whoa, this is really intense. Yeah, they're attacking. And when Hitler attacked Russia and England, and they rolled their sleeves up and fought back. I'm not saying go out and blow people's heads off, because it's not like that. It's a corporate attack using disinfo by big banks. And so we've got to become aware of that. I just want to tell you, whether you're a school teacher or a doctor or an FBI agent, this is all real, folks. This program is so big of eugenics. They tried to recruit my dad in high school because he was top of his class. And my dad didn't tell me about that till I was 30-something years old. Think about that. It's so widespread, they tried to recruit my father into this. And he never even told me. He's like, no, you're right. They tried to recruit me into this. That's how big this is, folks. That's how huge. This is the whole enchilada. And guess what? Bill Gates did get recruited. And when you get recruited and play ball with them, you go right to the top. And what is the thing they're building? It's evil. And, you know, instead of just poisoning everybody and giving them cancer, if there's too many people, which I don't agree with, neutron bomb us at least. Just kill us. My God. Torture it. But see, the globalists love all this. This taking their time with us, don't they? All right. Who's been holding the longest here? Dun, dun, dun. Is it Melissa? Is it Tom? Is it Andrew? Yeah, it's Tom and then Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead. I don't think you minded, though. That doctor was pretty strong.
Alex, Idaho loves you, man. I'm from Boise, Idaho. I wanted to let you know we love you. And you got great callers. You got a great show. I also wanted to let people know that are moving here in droves that we are in serious trouble here in the state as well. But, you know, you've continued to ask what to do and what to do. And I was very, very careful about wanting to be able to say this on air because I don't want to disrespect you because that's not my intent. I happen to be the Idaho coordinator for the John Birch Society, and we've got an action. We've had a coordinated, concerted action plan for 62 years. Is there? Would it be appropriate to even let people know that there are things that we can do as a country?
Oh, that's right. The John Birch Society has been the preeminent group of patriots that understood the whole thing and have been fighting it from the beginning. Yeah, tell folks about it.
Well, good. So, I mean, we're a 62-year-old organization. We're an education and action group. We focus on several different areas, one being history, current events, Constitution, and the element that I think only you and I are you and our organization cover, and that's the element of conspiracy that people need to know, because if you don't know the enemy, you know, and you don't know yourself, you're going to be imperiled in every battle. You know, I mean, we've got a huge over here. Our governors are on the friendlies for the CCP. They tried to implement foreign trade zones. You know, we've got a congressman now that's trying to breach four dams. I mean, I'm just letting people know. I know this is not about Idaho, but I want to let people know that, you know, I know Skousen says this is, you know, the number one place to be able to go and those kinds of things.
Tom, don't hang up. We'll come back and finish up with you. No, and for those that know, they want to blow all the dams up and take the hydroelectric too. Hydroelectric's totally clean. No evil carbon. They want those blown. But China gets all the coal plants. We are under military attack. And General Iduray is on the news saying he is prepared to wage war against America to confiscate all guns and kill American citizens en masse. Even Tucker Carlson's covering it. I mean, this is insane. And if we let him normalize it, Katie bar the door. We'll be right back. We'll finish up with Tom and get others on the other side.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, we got loaded phone lines with Andrew and Colin and Steve and Jefferson and Sarah and Michael and David in Hawaii and Carlos and Melissa. So I'm just going to the next hour with Owen Schroyer. He's happy to have me with him. So until we get all your calls done, I will be here. And I'm in Owen's studio because the other big studio is getting hooked back up after power outages and fuses blowing and generators hooked up and all sorts of fun things trying to burn down the building here. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Tom in Idaho, you're absolutely right. For those who don't know, the UN wants to get rid of all the dams. It's not about the fishies. They don't want us to have power again. But it's only the West that can't have power. China and everybody else, they can't they?
Yep, they sure can. And this guy, I mean, this guy claims he's a Republican, and this is part of the problem we have in Idaho with these Republican neocons, is that the average person here in Idaho, if they've got a cowboy hat, you know, they feel like they can vote with an R behind their name. This guy absolutely comes out, aligns with the hard left. You know, I travel the state, so I know a lot of people. I mean, millions of dollars were used on canal projects and all kinds of things. They were all led on. And I think what they did was they led them on long enough to be able to destroy the amount of investment and then close the project. So he's basically talking about this whole thing I heard on the radio here locally about a new...
Well, you said it's so smart, just like Keystone. They let them spend the 20-something billion on it, and then they kill the project at the end of it. I mean, they let you lobby to have your project, and they make you pay for the project, and you got to pay them a cut of the project, and then they pull it out from under you because they don't want business in America. It's so sick.
Hey, Alex, I just want to tell you I love your products, too. I had to plug. I tried your Turbo Force stuff and the Alpha Power and the Super Male. I've been a big fan of your dad's toothpaste. I mean, you guys rock, man. Your news is good.
You're rocking, brother. We love you, Tom. Thank you. Like I said, I'm hosting the next hour. I'm going to every one of these wonderful callers. All right, who's been holding the next longest? That'll be Andrew in Texas. Go ahead, Andrew.
Guide you guys over there at InfoWars. I'd also like to start out by giving a plug. I got all of the Supercharged New Year's Pack as well as Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Got the iodine. I'd say if anybody's still on the fence or suspicious about buying any of the products, start out with the iodine. See what that does for you after a week or two.
I totally agree. I did not hang up on the caller. Did I just lose my headset? Okay, it's not the caller. Put him on hold, guys. My headset just went out. I guess the battery just ran out. Put him on hold. Don't hang up, caller. Yeah. And I don't know why these headsets, listen to this. When they run out of power, they make this horrible sound. So let's do this. I guess I've been on air for 4 hours or whatever, so that's why this just went out. That's okay, everybody. I'm going to get to you next hour. And I can just take it to regular wire if you guys got one. We don't need to do a big song and dance about it. Or maybe I got to rebroadcast. I'll go find out. But the caller did not hang up. That was just the thing going out. Yeah, so that battery just went out. So as soon as I can, I will go back to your phone calls. I'll use a wireless system. It's a lot better. But, yeah, most people are deficient in iodine. And so if you don't have it, then you just start breaking down at every level. And, look, I look like hell. I gained 30-something pounds during the election. I got super upset. Cortisol has been released. I've just been really worried about the election. I knew Trump was surrounded. People wouldn't listen to me. I don't feel sorry for myself, but I mean, I really know what's going on. I'm like begging people, no, it's an emergency. They're going to steal it. And I've even been eating less food, and I just got fat and unhealthy. And I even stopped taking some of the supplements. But as soon as I go back on them, I just feel so good. And X2 is just a deep earth crystal. Super high quality iodine, and we're really, really proud of it. So I apologize to the caller, but as soon as I get another headset, I'll just take a regular wire if you guys got one. We will do that. Let me go ahead and just play this report for you, then we'll come back with your calls, and I'll be hosting part of the fourth hour with you. Let's just play some of this report here. Let's play the Climate Czar says, the quiet part allowed from Massachusetts about turning the power off on retirees and breaking their will. And then we'll go right back to your calls. Here it is.
You know, one thing that we found through our analysis is that 60% of our emissions come from, as I have been starting to say, you and me, except you guys are in Vermont. 60% of our emissions come from residential heating and passenger vehicles. So let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person on the street, the senior on fixed income, right? There is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at, turn the screws on, and, you know, break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will, right? I can't even say that publicly. What I'm trying to say is,
doesn't everybody get the sick joke? We need to break their will so they stop emitting. You emit carbon dioxide. That's why when Bill Gates goes, oh, it's going to take a long time to beat the virus, you're the virus. And I'm not just saying that as a metaphor. You understand. You are the virus. It was so chilling to watch that evil Psaki, the press secretary up there. And they're like, will it ever end? And they go, you can only hope. And she's talking about killing everybody in the room. I mean, she's in on the sick joke. And that wench thinks that her and her kids will be safe pulling this off. She don't know much about reap what you sow. I mean, call it what you want. What comes around goes around, sweetheart. That's why I'm God-fearing. Fearing God pulls out on me. I explain that again. I don't fear God. I'm not scared of God. I'm scared of God leaving me. That's why I walk the line. I don't screw anybody over. I'm like Mr. Magoo, because the big guy's watching. And you people that have given up on God, I feel sorry for you, actually. All right, Andrew, sorry my headset went out. It does it about every 4 hours. I guess I just did 4 hours, so it went out. We're going to host for the next hour for all the callers. We really appreciate you staying with us. Andrew, go ahead and make your point again. Sorry, it cut out.
Oh, you're fine, Alex. Hey, man, you're in the arena, so stuff happens. I was just, after I went over the stuff with the InfoWars product, also wanted to say I've got a pretty sweet U.S. Space Force shirt and a Trader Joe shirt, essential oils, all sorts of stuff from InfoWars. But really, just as a Texan, pretty PO'd about all of the stuff that's going on with ERCOT right now. I really appreciate you going through all that. What I wanted to suggest to any other Texans who are or are not affected by this whole situation, this morning I wrote to my state rep and then decided, hey, I'm going to go ahead and send that to Senator Cruz, send it to Governor Abbott, and then I also sent it to Attorney General Ken Paxton. And I know that guy's a patriot because I'm not going to say I was there, wink, wink, but know that he spoke at the Capitol, well, prior to the Capitol on January the 6th. And I just feel like if we can, in numbers, get out there and kind of point this out to our representatives and our elected officials, then hopefully something can be done about it.
I totally agree with you, brother. And the way they're trying to destroy Trump is to scare anybody off from supporting any other patriot in the future. That's why we've got to be strong and take our licks. Thank you, Andrew. All right, Colin in North Dakota, last caller for this hour, but I'm going to come back in the war room in mere minutes. We're going right to your calls immediately with Owen Schroyer when we start the next hour. Colin, go ahead.
Well, Alex, thanks for taking my call. First time caller since 1998, and I want to thank you and everybody you used to create Knockout and your dad's rocket rest. I couldn't carry the information that many of us carry and get a good night's sleep without it. So thank you for that as well. The genesis for my call kind of goes back to what JFK said about how those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I see that coming into view because of many of the mechanisms, if not all of the mechanisms for redress of grievance, have been essentially been removed. And it makes me, you know, makes me think about John Ross's book, Unintended Consequences. I don't know if you ever read it, but it's a novel, but it's interlaced with actual historic events and involving oppression of other people by their government.
Yes, I've read the book. It's excellent.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I just feel like we're like a slow moving train wreck. And my mind just tells me we're out of time. And
I totally agree with you. I'm physically ill because here's the deal. I don't have any desire to kill globalists. They're such sacks of garbage. But I mean, the thing is, they're not going to stop. They have a desire. They're mentally ill. And all these idiot lawyers that let them go and the FBI that let them do this, like the FBI is worried about patriots. Should be worried about the globalists starting a damn war. I mean, you people are nuts. You're out of your minds. You're destroying the country for the Chi-Coms. You're a joke. And they put a skeleton minion zombie in as the president.
And I wanted to ask you about Foster versus Love, the 1997 Supreme Court ruling.
Hold on, Colin, don't hang up. You're going to be with me on the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And if the station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show, band.video, the Owen Schroyer area. The War Room is coming up. Colin, Steve, Jefferson, Sarah, Michael, Dave, Carlos, Melissa. Take it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.